In baseball, it's been a week for records. Those aspiring to break them, those retiring with them, the Seattle Mariners holding strong with the best record in baseball, an 18.5 game lead in the American League West. Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants is on the fastest home run pace in baseball history, and the Iron Man from Charm City, Cal Ripken, says this will be his last season in the field. It's been 6 years since he put baseball back into the good graces of the American public by breaking Lou Gehrig's record for most consecutive games, earning an ovation at Camden Yards that echoed from shore to shore.
They thought would not be broken has now officially been broken.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Let's talk about the Mariners first. We have even been told that we owe it to them. We haven't caught up with this extraordinary record, really, that they're establishing.
Well, you can understand the feelings of the people in Seattle at being slighted by our not mentioning them, Scott. They've had a tough year. There was the big earthquake, and Boeing moved its headquarters out of town. And
right. To Cub Country, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got all those former dot-com millionaires roaming the streets, you know. But there is one cause for celebration. They can pick up the paper every day and read the American League standings. Scott, the Mariners were 26-8 at home before last night's game, 28-9 on the road. This is one of the greatest starts in the history of baseball. I mean, we're talking 1927 Yankee stuff here, right? And how have they done it? Well, they've got Ichiro Suzuki leading the league in batting, Kazuhiro Sasaki leading in saves, Brett Boone leading in RBI. And Scott, I know nobody in Seattle would want to be vindictive about it, but it has to be fun for them to note that Texas, where Alex Rodriguez located, in Cincinnati, Ken Griffey's new home, are a combined 43 games out of first place.
It's amazing. They lose Randy Johnson, get better. They lose Ken Griffey Jr., get better. They lose Alex Rodriguez and get better. So is the real hero the general manager, Pat Gillick?
Well, they're certainly doing a heck of a job there, whatever it is. Scott, they have four 300 hitters in their everyday lineup. They are first in the league in fielding. They are second in the league in batting. They are third in the league in pitching. This is a pretty good team.
And Safeco Field, has that made a difference that they no longer have to look over their shoulders and worry about being bonked on the head by a tile?
You know, I just think they've been energized by everything. Remember, this was a team that made the playoffs last year. They weren't exactly chopped liver, but the way it's all come together, and of course Suzuki, you know, is really the great story in all of baseball.
Yeah.
He's got more steals than anybody in the league. He's batting for the batting title. He's going to be Rookie of the Year, although that's no surprise to them in Japan. This is a harmonic convergence, you know.
Ron, Barry Bonds is off to an absolutely torrid home run pace. And is it, as Mark McGwire says, just premature to talk about a home run streak before September? Because as I put it together, Barry Bonds is going to be over 70 by the end of August.
Well, I think it is premature, and the only reason I would say that is that Bonds thinks it's premature. He says there's no chance he can break McGwire's record. He says he's just not that strong a hitter, and he may be right, but it sure is fun watching him try. Scott, you know, this is really an amazing thing. Barry Bonds is 37 years old. He's been in the big leagues. This is his 16th season. He has never hit 50 homers in a single season in his life. Scott, Bonds has 38 homers, okay? With doubles, singles, and triples combined, that's only 31 more hits. He has more homers than any other kind of hit. And Bond says he can't explain it, and boy, neither can I.
Is the rest of the season going to be one long goodbye in the American League for Cal Ripken Jr.?
Well, he's coming to Chicago this weekend, and they're already thinking of ways to say goodbye to him. Oh, sure it is. This is going to be the victory tour that he deserves. I'm kind of glad he announced his retirement so we can have our turn.
Yeah.
You know, Scott, even if Ripken hadn't broken one of baseball's greatest records, he'd still be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. We're talking about 3,000 hits, 400 home runs. Only six other players have ever done that. 18 All-Star games. But, you know, when he broke Gehrig's consecutive game records, it really did set him apart. I think Ripken was even surprised at how it struck such a resounding chord. You know, baseball was still trying to get its bearings back after the strike. And Ripken seemed to symbolize all that had been lost, a player playing for the love of the game, for the work ethic.
This is turning into such a wonderful baseball season, but I have to tell you, I'm filled with a certain amount of trepidation because the New York Times actually treated themselves to projecting the possibility of a Boston Red Sox-Chicago Cubs World Series, and I just know if that's in the cards, no pun intended, I've got to get my will in order because clearly Armageddon's upon us.
Well, it's funny. You know, somebody, I did see that story, and they quoted some unnamed general manager saying, you know, it might be kind of a shame because then one of the teams would have to win. in, and they'd lose that aura, that mystique. They'd lose their cuddliness.
Right.
You know what, Scott?
Yeah.
I think we can handle it here in Chicago.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, is also a columnist for The Bright One, the Chicago Sun-Times. Mm-hmm.